British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop Daybox Show with Eric Nam.
Welcome to the K-pop Daybox Show with Eric Nam. What's up, everybody? This is Eric Nam, and welcome to the K-pop Daybox Show. This is the most amazingly spectacular, just brilliant show you've probably ever not listened to. Does that make sense? Think about it. Doesn't need to make sense. I mean, whatever, guys. Welcome to the show. My name is Eric Nam, and this is not a new show. It's just me blabbering and blabbering about K-pop and about my life and about what I'm up to. Please be sure to connect with us on our socials at Daybox Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, as well as YouTube and Spotify. You can also check out video of us doing this show on YouTube if you type in Dive Studios, like dive in, right? Dive Studios. On our website, daybox show.com, you can sign up for our newsletter. If you guys have not been getting our newsletters, they are finally out there. They're regular. They're amazing. They're super meme-y. They are crafted with the most intense attention to detail. Just handmade for your viewing and listening pleasure. So, sign up for it. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts if you can. Subscribe to us on Spotify and YouTube. All right, let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing? Do you need a pep talk? I might need a pep talk. So, I know you didn't ask for it, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. Can I give it to you? I'm going to give it to you. You are loved. You are beautiful. You are strong. You are courageous. You are ferocious, powerful, and brilliant. And you should love yourself. I just want to get that out there just in case you needed that to start your day or before you go to bed or as you're studying and you feel like you might fail. It's okay because you are strong. You are beautiful. You are amazing. Why did I do that? I don't know. I feel like I just needed it for myself. I am currently in Seoul. I just got in this morning. I think I got in at like 4 a.m. I was in New York for Fashion Week. And then I was in L.A. for album prep. And then I was in Vail, Colorado for one of my college roommates' weddings. And then I had like a quick dinner in San Francisco, and then I got here this morning into Seoul, only to leave again. I leave again Monday night to Budapest to meet Will frickin' Smith, baby. So yes, I went to a wedding in Colorado. I ate pizza in front of a rusted car, which I'm sure many of you saw on my Instagram. It was the first time since my 5-year college reunion that I had seen a lot of like all of my college friends together in one spot. And like my 5-year reunion was like the first time after graduation. So because I've been in Korea all by my lonesome doing music and stuff, it's been hard to like see my friends. And so it was really good to see them. We got a cabin Airbnb. It was like almost 20 of us. And I had never been to a proper, I say proper, American wedding as an adult. It was my first one. Because the one before that was like my cousins and I was like probably like 15 or 13 or something. And then all the other weddings after that, they've been in Korea. And Korean weddings are very different. They're incredibly different. And so not what I'm used to. And I've been to a lot of those, but they feel very like, I feel like I'm just singing a song and I leave. So it's kind of weird to me. So it was my first time I go And it's like the full ordeal. It's like Saturday, there's hiking, there's like party, there's like drinking, there's, you know, a welcome dinner, drink, whatever. The next day is the wedding, and it was in the mountains, no cell service, beautiful, a little cold, live band. It was beautiful. It was just, congratulations, you guys. It was great. And then next week, Eddie gets married. So I go to my second wedding. So we're going to jump right into it. Here's the first song of the week. It's CLC's Devil. So CLC, Cube Entertainment, debuted in 2015, short for Crystal Clear. Correct? We have covered them before on our show. This song is a return to like the modern retro vibes that like CLC did probably earlier in their career. And pretty much the song is saying they'll no longer stand by as other people cross the line with their bad behavior. Ooh, calling people out.
He said, not today, devil, not today.
Not today. No, not today. My unprofessional opinion as somebody who's in the industry, who is always like watching and listening to all the different music, I was always a little bit confused about like what their image and their sound is. Not that you need to be confined to one, but typically I feel like idol groups, they really hone in and double down on a sound and an image. And then once that starts to get traction, then they'll go about and switch it up. But for me, with them, with CLC, it feels like they've just tried a lot of different things. And so for me, I've always been like a little bit confused and always surprised. And maybe that's a strategy. Maybe that's a tactic. I don't know. But anyways, here's a prompt from Diane. Have you ever felt like you were being taken advantage of? How did you handle it? All the time, brother. Yo, all the time. There was one time, and I still think about this because it's like so funny to me. In middle school, where this girl asked me to like lend her money at school. And it wasn't even a lot, but for me, like I'm in middle school, like I'm like 12 and I have zero money. Like the only money I have is from me babysitting like terrifying little children, right? And so I think it was probably like, it was like $4 or something. But for a 12-year-old at the time, that's big money, especially if you're making it and you're making like $4 an hour. It's like a full hour of dealing with somebody else's kids that you don't want to deal with. And she was like, hey, like, can I borrow like this money from you? And she like never gave it back. I don't remember. It was like for a snack or something. I don't even remember. But my deal was, and then I like, at one point I like asked her for it and she just completely blew me off. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, wow. Well, thanks. And like, for me at the time, I was like, you know what? It's cool because she's hot. And like, I just got to talk to her. But.
Is this fourth grade?
No, in middle school, like sixth grade. It was like sixth grade. I was like, she's hot. And I got to talk to her. Like, that's how I justified it to myself. But I was still like, yo, you took my money. You took my money. And I left you alone. Moving on to the next song. Next song is Poor Bygones, Hachungi, Bofors, Workaholic. Pronounced Poor Baegan Sachungi, their new EP 2-5, because the two members just turned 25 years old. And this new song is Workaholic, and they wrote it based on their own experiences of feeling overworked. And the song depicts a typical existential crisis of, what am I doing with my life? Am I happy? Do I need to quit my job? Oh my god, I'm gonna die. And that's pretty much the song. And we've all been there. It is the second song of 2019 to hit all kill across the charts. All of them number one. So this music video, it's a little bit different from the other ones. I feel like up until now, there have been very like cute, lovey-dovey kind of thing. This one was a little more realistic, though it was dramatized of like them working in an office and like getting sick of working in an office and that kind of thing. They're going on tour in Korea. They're doing a tour. Did you know that? You don't care at all, do you?
No.
Okay, so Por Baegan Sachungi, I think, you know, they're incredibly talented. I love their voice and their music. And I actually like the song a lot because it's a little bit of a departure from what they've traditionally done. It feels a little more modern and they've used a lot of English in their lyrics, which is, I think, pretty new for them. So if you guys haven't done so, check out this song. It's called Workaholic, which is what I am. It really depicts my life and my story and how I feel every single day. That's just real talk, guys. Like, I have a lot of health issues now because I've overworked myself. I know I'm oversharing and this is TMI, but like this is probably one of the most important things that I feel like I need to be telling people is like working great, like working hard is great and really hustling and like being ambitious and motivated is great because that's exactly what I am. But you have to be able to control it and like set realistic expectations for your work because otherwise you burn out and otherwise you have health issues. Like me. All right. Your prompt here is the quarter life crisis a real phenomenon? Did that manifest for you in any way? And what advice would you give to your past self to help them get through it? I know that I'm very, very lucky and I'm very blessed and I'm very thankful of the fact that I'm able to make a living doing what I do. But the downside of this job is that everything is based on your popularity and your relevancy. And it's hard to keep that consistently going and consistently growing. So I think a lot of celebrities, the issue or the difficulty they have is like, how do I maintain my popularity and create inky, right? Popularity. For me, I've always had that in the back of my head, which is why my approach is always, let's try to do things differently. Let's try to do things in ways that other people traditionally haven't. So that's the same thing with like business or startups or ideas. Like you can have the best idea in the world, but if you don't actually do it, if you don't actually execute on it, if you don't actually plan it out and like move on it, then nobody knows, nobody cares, and it's just an idea. Anybody can have an idea. Anybody could potentially write a book. I could potentially write a book. Am I going to write a book? No. Because I don't read. So, it's not going to happen.
That was the most proud, I don't read.
I don't read, guy.
I don't read.
I don't read, y'all. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, man, how did I graduate college? Like, I literally, honestly don't know. And I say that because I, Eric Nam, I'm saying it here for the first time. I don't think I ever finished a single book during college. Not a single one. Like, textbook, novel, summer reading, whatever. I never finished it. See, I would read a page and then I would have to go back and read it all over again because I would have thought of something completely different as I was reading.
Yeah.
So I'm at the bottom of a page and I turned over and I'll go multiple pages and I was like, wait, I didn't retain anything. I was like, there were a few classes where I was like the AP, I was in a bunch of AP classes and I was like, I'm definitely the dumbest person in this room. Like by far the dumbest person in this room. Especially like AP chemistry. Like I was so stupid. I was in it and like it was really bad. Everybody else got it. And I was like, I don't understand anything. Like formulas, elements, why do you need this? But I was in it. It was a very selected class. Everybody in there was brilliant except for me. And I was just like, is there a way to cheat? There wasn't. But I was constantly stressed about that. I have dreams about AP Chem and like calculus.
I've cried over AP Chem and I dropped out of
there. But here's, well, I got a 3 on the AP exam. But wait, that's just average, right? I think I was the only person in the entire class to get a 3. Everybody else got a 4 or 5. And they were like, somebody brought down the average. I was like, me. I'm sorry, y'all. They were like all upset about it. I was like, I'm stupid. Whatever. Anyways, let's move on to the next song. That was a long ass ramble. Next song. It's this amazing song. It's called The Song Without You. It's 2LSON featuring Eric Nam. So 2LSON is a group of 3 producers who have worked with acts such as Ailee, Pumkey, Paul Kim, etc., etc. They have 3 members, Ellie, Jason, and Noel. And this song is a stare out the window on a rainy day with a heartbreak type of song. And it's about not wanting your song to be about an ex. So like the English lyrics, the hook of it is literally goes, you're stealing my song and you're still in my song. Like, 네가 없는 노래 써지지가 않아. I can't write a song that's not about you. Is the song. And this song came about because 2LSON reached out probably like last winter. It was cold when we met. And they're like, we would love to do a song with you. I was like super excited because I really like their song, The Lady, featuring Pumkey. And I had always wanted to work with them like from years ago. But they stopped writing and they stopped doing stuff like maybe 2 years ago. They've been on hiatus. I don't know why, but they just took a break. And so they're like, oh, we're going to get back into doing music and producing, and we'd like for you to be like our first single back into it. And I was like, ah, that's cool. I'm down. But I felt bad because this song took forever to get out because I've been so busy and I was touring and I was all over the world. And they kept being like, can we do this? 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 And I was like, yes, 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 yes. Please wait, 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 wait. And we literally recorded this like maybe 3 weeks ago. Maybe 4 weeks ago. And we just kind of, you know, I felt bad because I had kept them waiting. So we got it done. We got it out. But yeah, if you guys haven't done so, check out the song, A Song Without You. And yeah, I felt bad because I felt like I've just been so all over the place that I haven't been able to really focus on this song or like give it the proper push and the love that it deserves. So please, you guys, go love it. Love it. I feel like if it's a collab, it's more of like you write and take part in it. If it's a feature, like I have a couple of features coming up on my album. Like these songs have been written. Like we already wrote them. And we're like, can you just sing this part? In this song, they sent me the song. And I was like, I like it. There are a few parts that I want to change. And they were, you know, open to me writing on it and like changing bits of it. And that's what happened. I changed a little bit of the hook and added a little section in here and there. So it's really case by case. Like when I did the one with like Wendy and I did the one with Soyoung from Girls' Generation and those types of songs, they just gave me the song. That was like it. And I sang it and I left. And that's what we did. So that's featuring. Now we're going to go to some wonderful rambles.
Crazy ramblings with Eric Nam.
Just in case you haven't had enough rambles for today, we're going to go a little bit more. First of all, I saw that Ash Ketchum, after 22 years, has finally won the Pokemon League. Congratulations to Ash Ketchum. Everybody, round of applause. Amazing. You and Pikachu have not aged a day over 22 years. You were still like 10 years old. But what I did realize that whoever animated him, his face changed. I don't like it.
Well, Pikachu changed too.
I don't like it.
Pikachu got skinny.
I don't approve of it. Why are you fat shaming Pikachu, y'all? I was all about the chubby Pikachu. Ash Ketchum looks more like a caricature of the original Ash Ketchum. And it was really bothering me. But I know you guys went through a lot of battles and a lot of tournaments and a lot of like fights with Misty and Brock and all your friends. And I don't remember anybody else. But congratulations. Really big ups to you, Ash. Hit us up. If you're in Seoul, if you want to come on our podcast, we're totally down. I know you got to catch them on and you're super busy. But we do have a space for you on this couch. Come join us when you get a chance. And since I'm going home to visit family, Diane, you ask, what is a dish your mom knows how to make that because it's your favorite? She makes karbichim. I love karbichim. I love the karbichim. So karbichim is braised short ribs. And they're it's like, oh God, it's so good. It's like, it's soy sauce based, but like sweet and like really fall off the bone. It has like typically like carrots and some potatoes and stuff in it. It's delicious. But having said that, I've really like cut down my meat intake. So I wonder if there's like a meat alternative to karbichim. Definitely isn't. Yeah, I've been trying to cut down my meat intake. I feel like we talk about it pretty often, you guys. Eat less meat, y'alls. You're welcome. Yeah, that's it. I have nothing else to say, guys. Anything else to say? Okay, here's some spoilers for you guys. I'm going on tour. I'm not going to say where or to how or when, what, whenever. Which when? Does that confuse you? Good. Because I can't actually share stuff with you. But it will be announced soon, I'm sure.
That's not a spoiler. You said so many words and yet you said so little.
That's the point. I can't tell you anything. I also have another spoiler, guys. Get ready. A new album's coming. Have I shared that before?
Yeah.
Have I said that before? Are you sure? New album is coming. And it's going to be freaking fire. Pokemon like Charmander. No, I still don't have a title for it. And I'm actually really stressed out about it. Because I don't have a theme. I don't have it all recorded. I don't have anything finalized. And it's supposed to be out dang soon. So I'm like a little bit stressing. The reason it's even more stressful is because I have to go to Budapest. I go to Atlanta for Eddie's wedding. And then I go to Africa, y'all. I'm going to Africa. Going to Africa. So I'm like, I got to get this album out. But I'm like not available to actually work on it. So I'm like kind of stressed. Diane King asking the hard questions.
Me as like a reporter.
But you guys, I need you guys to help me and like start spreading the word now because I need people to know that this is coming. Because if I see a single tweet or hear a single mention of like, oh, Eric now put out an album, who knew? I'm going to just retire. I'm trying to do everything in life. All the things.
Right now, you look, you've just curled in on your-
Do I look frail? Do I look frail and so tiny on this couch? Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of K-Pop Taebak Show with me, Eric Nam. I hope it's been life-changing. I told you at the beginning it would change your actual life. Because you got words of encouragement. You got amazing messages from the heart of Eric Nam. We talked about people stealing $4 from me. We talked about me not ever finishing a book. I gave away too much information today. You know what happens every time I'm on this show and I arrive early morning from the States and I'm jet lagged? I just spew volcanic eruptions. Like, what is that? Like, old, the geyser, like the geyser stuff. I just spew stuff. Anyways, I gotta stop. You guys, go to our socials, please, and connect with us on at Taebak Show, and please connect with us on Dive Studios, especially our YouTube. Subscribe, Dive Studios, as well as our Instagram, Twitter, because Taebak Show and Dive Studios, they're separate accounts, but and they have like we're about the same like show. But we have different pieces of content coming up on each of the platforms. So if you don't want to miss it, be sure. Just give it one more follow. You know, it's just one more on it. You know, it's fine. You can do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what accent this is, but I'm sorry. See, I need to go to bed. But I got to have a meeting about my album. Okay. You guys, please be sure to rate and review us on iTunes podcast stuffs. I read every single one of those reviews. I do. I don't read. I feel. I vibe with them. And somebody said, hey, you have more than 13 listeners. And I said, yes, I know. We have 17. We're super excited. All right, guys, have a great week. Day, morning, night, drive, commute, study session, whatever you're doing. And yeah. Okay, bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Looking for a new podcast to listen to? Here's what we love, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
This is Lauren.
And this is Alicia
from Deviant Women, the podcast that's unafraid to get down and dirty with the good, the bad, and everything in between.
Join us as we unpick the blurry zigzag of history and myth and the downright messy and misunderstood stories of femininity that we've been telling ourselves for centuries.
From hags to enchantresses,
gender-queering lady lovers,
to gin-swirling decadent bohemians,
and brilliant muses and killer queens.
So join us on
Deviant Women. The podcast.
Acast recommends.